Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Wells. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Brennan. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Don Brennan. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Campbell reaches second base with a double. There goes Garms trying to get to home. Chapman throws the ball into Crosetti, who relays the ball to Dickey, who tags Garms, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Garms picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Garms. Combs goes all the way around to score. Sewell moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is called out on strikes. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Brennan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brennan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo catches it and throws to first to double up Ruth. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garms strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a line drive towards third. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dickey hits a pop-up towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick is called out on strikes. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherin moves to second. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Brennan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brennan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brennan takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a line drive towards first. Burns catches it and steps on first to double up Sewell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy strikes out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garms hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brennan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shea is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Ed Wells. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Brennan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brennan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brennan bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to second. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Garms moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garms scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 4-1, Yankees. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-3 in the game. Gulick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dickey for a passed ball. Campbell scores. Burns moves to third. Melillo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Yankees. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a pop-up towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Jack Knott. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti takes first base on ball 4. Shea moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-4 in the game. Levy strikes out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Garms hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Combs is chasing the ball. Garms rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Yankees. Herb Pennock now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.